if the state declares an emergency, then we can also say, here's the money coming from the state to the city. That's the primary purpose of declaring a state of emergency, is to open up extra funding. It means that our resources locally are overwhelmed and we can't handle it. State, please come assist us in that aspect. And that's the general reason for the declaration of emergency. The EEOC is a different animal. You can have EOC being opened up, which is the Emergency Operations Center, without declaring a state of an emergency. So it happens regularly with, for instance, an active shooter. You may open up the Emergency Operations Center for that time period. You may have a flood for a little while. Chemical release, it doesn't necessarily mean a state of emergency from the standpoint of all of our services are overrun. Okay. And so the declaration of emergency is that the county, the city, does not have the resources to handle this particular emergent that's going on, and we're asking the state to come help. They have not come and helped yet. I mean, okay. DHHS is here, Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, because that's their population that they serve. Sure. But the state has not declared it a state of emergency and sent funds.